this is what I know about you, is that maybe a year and a half ago, I started seeing some things on Facebook of like, would anybody be interested in a marathon, a 26.2-mile run that happens not down on the Avenue of the Giants, not out of the county, but right up here in the Humboldt, the sort of no-hum area. And then this thing just starts escalating, and next thing I know, here you are, and we're talking about a real thing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that basically the genesis of...
That is pretty much it. I mean, we started having some thoughts, and the idea of Humboldt County has some amazing scenery. It's got some amazing weather. We've got a great running community locally. The Six Rivers Running Club already does two marathons down on the Avenue of the Giants. And I thought, well, why not use Humboldt Bay? The loop around Humboldt Bay is kind of a natural 20-mile-ish route that a lot of people have been running pieces of or the whole thing as training runs and things like that. And I said, well, we've got perfect summer weather. You can't do a summer marathon a lot of places because of the heat.
You could try.
Right. Well, yeah, you could try. But up here, the runners are going to worry more about staying warm than they will about staying cool. Especially at the start, if we're starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, they're going to be chilly.
Yeah,
that's August in Humboldt County, and it's like perfect for runners.
But by chilly, I mean it's not in the 30s.
No. It could be in the upper 40s.
These people training for Ironmans, these Canadians, they got to train inside. Like they can't even step outside at this time of year.
Yeah.
So you know, this is it's a good location for it. Let's zoom out for a sec before we talk about there will be three races. We'll narrow those down. We'll talk about the course and we'll talk about how people can get involved. But the first thing that I think a lot of people are going to want to know is how does it affect non-marathoners?
Okay. So on a Sunday morning, August 9th, there's going to be a race all the way around Humboldt Bay. We'll start in Eureka, get up to Arcata via Myrtle Avenue and Old Arcata Road, and then come down the peninsula down to the bridges and across the bridges back to Eureka. So that's the basic route for the marathon. What that's going to mean in the first part of the course for Eureka is that F Street and Hodgson Street are going to be pretty much closed for intervals that are somewhere on the order of like 10 minutes for the early parts of the course and closer to a half an hour as you get a little farther out Hodgson towards Sequoia Park. But by that point, there's going to be some traffic control to let cars across. So you're basically going to see two main roads through Eureka that have some significant closure or traffic control for about a half an hour.
Okay. Now, when you say traffic control, this is great for drivers, so they can get to where they need to go. They have already traffic control on the Avenue of the Giants on that course. You know, they'll have chase cars going up and down and shuttling people back and forth. Are you talking about that, or are you talking about holding runners up?
No. The runners won't be held up. So, for example, where Hodgson crosses H Street. Okay, so that's a main road coming out of Cutton.
Okay.
All right, so H Street coming down across Hodgson just before they get up to Harris. There will be a Eureka police officer, Eureka Police Department officer at the intersection to stop cars as soon as the first runner appears.
Okay.
And at that point, it'll take the full pack of the runners about 10 to 15 minutes to get all the way through and across. And so at that point, cars can be detoured over to E Street, or they can just wait on H Street until the runner's clear. But it'll be about a 15-minute closure at that junction with a police officer on station right there.
Now, 15 minutes, that's indicative. I mean, what in New York Marathon, right? Mm-hmm. Like the city stops, you know, because you've got 50,000 marathon runners, right? Mm-hmm. What is the number you guys are expecting to see for the inaugural Humboldt Bay Marathon?
Well, for the marathon, we're hoping for anything between 200 and 600 runners.
Wow. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And that would be for all three races.
No, that would be just for the marathon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And, okay, so let's talk more specifically about the course. The start line, the finish line, where are those?
So the start will be at 7th and F Street in Eureka, and the finish is going to be at the foot of C Street down on the waterfront in Eureka.
The foot of C Street. Oh, that's a perfect place to do it.
Where the world is flat.
That is going to be so cool. There's going to be people cheering. This is, Avenue of the Giants, there will be a couple of people who sort of amble out of their house and, you know, they pull up and wave. But, like, there are going to be people lining the course.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was the whole idea.
Yeah. It's a populated marathon. So for people who do not care about marathon running, what is the – and this is a no-brainer for people in your community. But for people who are not, what is the benefit of having a race like this for Eureka and Humboldt?
Well, so far, you know, we've been getting people registering for the race already. About half of the registrants so far have been from outside of Humboldt County.
Half?
About half, yes.
Cool.
All right. And that's for the marathon and the half marathon. And those people register a lot earlier. We're going to have a 1 mile run. And we expect probably most of those people will come from within the county. But this is, you know, a major marathon event. Like you mentioned, you know, the Boston or New York marathon, tens of thousands of runners. Our goal is to be able to draw something on the order of 3,000 runners for the marathon and half marathon within the first 5 years. Once we get this established, get people saying, oh, wow, that is like the most beautiful marathon course I have ever run.
It is a great course.
Yeah, oh, it is. It's,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. These city marathons, ask like Austin Marathon, you know, or Terry, you've run Boston. Like Boston is a nice one. Terry, are you
yes,
wearing your Boston Marathon?
I am.
Look at you.
It's April. It's time to put the jacket on.
It's time, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, those urban courses can be a little, you know, you're going through neighborhoods, you're seeing the town, and that's nice. But like here, hey, Kid Ratchet.
Yes.
Yeah? What's up?
So we see.
That's too loud.
That's too loud. Okay, I tell you what, do you want to go do a puzzle?
I am doing a puzzle.
All right, can you give me a few minutes? All right, thanks. I see.
Yeah.
Look, this is the terror of doing it at home here. Okay, so it is a beautiful course. You go over the bridge. I'd say the view from the Samoa Bridge is one of the best in the county. You're looking at the library and the wharf and Old Town.
And there's boats on the marina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's go back to the start line. It's going to go up F Street.
Yeah, it'll come F Street down through Henderson Center, which we're expecting a huge number of fans to gather around in Henderson Center to watch this marathon. Because about the 1 mile mark, you'll be at Henderson Center. It's a great place to watch because it'll only take all the runners about 10 minutes to get past you. So you get to see everybody kind of spread out a little bit, but it's not going to take 2 hours for them all to go by.
Right.
So you get to see almost everybody. And just in 10 minutes. So through Henderson Center, just a little bit farther south to Hodgson, across Hodgson, all the way past Sequoia Park, and on Chester, then back behind the old Safeway on Wilson and Walford. On Harris Avenue, you go out to Redwood Acres, around onto Myrtle Avenue. And that's the long stretch. We start Myrtle Avenue all the way up to Bayside. We take a cutoff of Old Arcata Road when we get to Buttermilk Lane. Then if you imagine the Bayside Road comes up around, turns into 7th Street and across the 7th Street Bridge into Arcata. We'll go past the plaza on G Street.
Oh, it'll go past the plaza.
Right past the plaza. Yeah, and the half marathon, by the way, will start right at the Arcata Plaza.
Oh, cool.
So that's a halfway point in the course. When you get to the Arcata Plaza, the runners will, again, huge cheering crowds. I'm sure they'll have cheering crowds in Indianola and at the Freshwater Junction and plenty of places like that. But the Arcata Plaza should be a nice big boost in fan support there. Right past the plaza, we'll take 10th Street across to Q Street.
Okay.
And then Q Street goes down to Foster Avenue, where we get out into the Arcata Bottoms.
So you're running through pasture land.
That's going to be, and it's one of the flattest, nicest part of the course for the runners because it's lots of long, straight stretches, completely flat, with some nice views. You got the dunes in the distance, occasional glimpses of the bay off to the left.
The hills up to the east.
Yeah, you can see the hills in the distance, but you're not running on them, so that's nice for runners.
Right.
But it's just, and there's the cows and a few goats and so on, and it's just a really peaceful place to run. So we'll do a few miles down in the Arcata Bottoms.
That'll also be a nice, like, for people doing the full marathon, like, by the time you get to 13, 14 miles, you're like, you're warmed up. And you know that you are now doing this thing that you have been planning for, but you are going to be alone out there. Like the crowd will have spread out. There's not going to be a lot of people. That's going to be like the mental section right there in the pastures.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you get out to the dunes. You're going to break a left at some point.
So yeah, we Foster Road turns into Jackson Ranch Road, which then connects back to 255.
Okay.
All right. So we pop onto 255 at Jackson Ranch Road and go all the way down the peninsula. With the right lane closed and for the runners only. Then we get all the way down the peninsula to the bridge, and across the bridges. And again, you know, the right lane will be closed for the runners. And so the runners will have the luxury of having a whole half of the bridge with no traffic. There'll be traffic coming from Eureka outward, perhaps. But I mean, that'll be open for traffic. But the lane going toward Eureka will be closed for the runners. So they get across the bridge into Eureka. They cut a quick right and go actually behind the library. If you've walked there, there's a nice sidewalk, a nice, really nice pedestrian path that overlooks Halverson Park and the marina. Pop out by the Carson Mansion and then down to F Street, down to the boardwalk and finish at C Street.
And then there'll be refreshments and just a crowd. And there's tons of parking there, too, which is kind of nice.
There'll be a circus. Yeah, it's going to be an absolute carnival atmosphere.
So I had in my mind this sort of like, oh, it's a cool local race. You guys are swinging for the fence with this, with the Humboldt Bay Marathon. Terry?
I don't know about a fence. It just is asking to be a draw, and it seems like nothing like that has happened. There is word, and if you talk to Mike Williams at the Joggin' Shop, he'll talk to you about Humboldt Bay Marathon course having been run in the 70s at some point for a couple years. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of historical record about that, but it
as an informal run.
No, it was actually called the Redwood Empire Marathon.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay, and Mike Williams actually organized it. He seems to be the only one maintaining that history locally. I don't know. But there's a bit of history there. As soon as they put, according to Mike and what Mike has told me, as soon as they put the bridges across from Samoa, within a couple of years, he had organized this Redwood Empire Marathon. And it started at the Arcata Plaza and looped around the Arcata Plaza. Mm-hmm. And it ran for a few years. But then when they started the Avenue of the Giants Marathon, they kind of let the Redwood Empire Marathon fall to the wayside.
Okay. And again, if you're just tuning in, this is KHUM Cut in Eureka Arcata. We're joined by Rich Baker and Terry Vroman Little. Rich is, I guess, the founder of the Humboldt Bay Marathon. Terry, are you the assistant race director?
I'm an assistant race director.
Who else is an assistant race director?
We also have Trevor Carlson, who is a local elite runner. I mean, he's a fast runner. We're talking, you know, the 6 minute mile kind of runner.
Oh, yes. Those are fast people.
He's a lovely.
He's a very lovely guy. He's also a physical therapist at Eureka Physical Therapy, EPT, and he's a running coach. He's got credentials. He's a super runner, and he's also doing a couple of workshops, training workshops, free for anybody who wants to show up. So we'll give a plug for that as well.
The date of the marathon?
August 9th.
August 9th. Okay.
It's Sunday.
When is the fall? What is it? Humboldt Redwoods? When's the fall marathon?
That's in October.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
it's
ostensibly
later in October.
Okay. I was trying to figure out, like, if you're trained up for one, like, could you just bag the other one a couple months later?
Yeah. Not a marathon.
If you're really smart and careful, I think you could do it.
In terms of community benefit, these things, you know, as we talked about, you know, you have half of your applicants, your registrants for the inaugural Humboldt Bay Marathon from out of the area. Those are people who need to stay in hotels. Those are people who are going to go out to eat, bed tax, all that sort of thing. Are there other benefits that we can think of that aren't so financial?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so Humboldt Bay Marathon is organized as a 501c3 affiliate of the Roadrunners Club of America. So we're a nonprofit organization, so we have to have a mission statement that says, well, what's the goal of this nonprofit organization? Our main goals are to promote fitness, outdoor recreation, and trails, all right, which is a big one, okay? But the fitness, I mean, I have already seen a lot of people locally who are saying, wow, I want to do this race. And, you know, you can find books and training regimens for go from being a couch potato to your first half marathon in 16 weeks. There are books, a friend of mine on Facebook just shared a link about, you know, couch to half marathon. It's a little bit more of a manageable goal to go from a couch to a half marathon in 4 months.
Oh, yeah. People do that all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And that's so sweet when they do.
Yeah.
And you see them like, I don't run. I hate running. Yeah. Running's Terry, I don't know if you guys feel the same. Running's awful.
No, it is not.
It is the
running
worst.
Running is amazing.
Not a fan.
It's
but,
awesome.
Look, we'll agree to disagree on how you define fun. But yeah, when you see somebody get up and do it, it's just the best. You just want them to feel all the victory that they have earned.
You know? Yeah.
It's such a great thing.
And if we can get local people off their couches and out putting a few miles on their running shoes, that is a huge benefit to Humboldt County.
Even just the 1 miler. So let's talk about the races. There's going to be the full, which we talked about. The half is going to start in Arcata.
Start at the Arcata Plaza and follow the same course as the marathon across the bridges and Old Town into Old Town Eureka. And we'll have buses to take people from Eureka up to Arcata so they can park in Eureka, get bused up to the start line, and then run back down to Eureka, and then they'll have their cars there.
And will the... So you do these wave starts, right, where, you know, you can't just – at the New York Marathon, you can't let 50,000 people go all at the same time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You corral them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will this be a kind of thing where the half marathoners will join up with the full?
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, not right away. Like there's a plan for that.
Right. So the plan for the half marathoners is first off, they start 2 hours after the marathon. And most – all of the really fast marathon runners will already have gone by.
Oh, that's a good plan. Okay. So like the average, you know, average marathon time, I think 4 hours, 35 minutes, somewhere in that area.
Right. Those people will just be getting to the plaza a little bit after the start. But the people who are on a 4 hour marathon pace will be merging with the half marathoners. But the half marathoners will run a quarter mile before they merge, about a third of a mile, actually, a little bit over a quarter mile. Then they'll merge, but they'll also have an extra width on 10th Street.
Okay.
So the marathoners will be on like the right half of 10th Street, and the half marathoners are going to be turning on, and they'll be told to stay on the left half of 10th Street.
Okay. But what I really hear you saying is that like the sprinters, your Six mm-hmm. Rivers Running Club, hardcore Humboldt track kids – like, if they're trying to get a 2:30 marathon, nobody's going to be in their way.
Absolutely nobody.
Yeah. But people even if like they're doing me who are back there cruising, like, I don't care if people in my way. That just lets me rest.
Well, and it might be exciting and energizing at that point. You still have a ways to go. You might be able to somehow not suck their energy.
Like
but
new
yay,
blood.
Look at that. Yay.
Yeah, you can all pass some of these people.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Hold on, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you please stop calling me Kid Ratchet?
Okay.
I don't like it.
I will do that.
What are you supposed to call her, Mike?
That's Annika.
Annika.
That's Annika, yeah.
What's up?
Okay, all right. Annika. Moving forward. Okay, so then you've got this 1 mile race. And where does that start? That's Old Town?
That's all in right along the waterfront in Eureka. It'll start up on near Schmidbauer Lumber. Back on Railroad Drive, and that's just going to cruise right around that semi-crescent coming around and finishing at C Street.
Okay, and that is open to walkers as well?
Absolutely. So we'll
have... That'll have waves.
That's going to have several different heats. There will be competitive heats, and then there will be a one-mile fun run. So we'll spend, you know, the first half hour or so where we're going to get, you know, open women's divisions... And then we'll have, you know, masters, over 40, men's, women's. So we'll have like, at least four separate heats for competitive runners. And we expect somewhere on the order of 20 to 40 runners in each of those heats. And, we'll adjust that as necessary if we get a lot more entrants than we expect. But that's for our competitive runners. And I know there's a lot of high school and track athletes locally who can break that 4:30 mile. You know, I think I know some people locally who've done 4:15 miles. So, you know, that's going to be really exciting to see some really, you know, elite local runners. And we may get some elite, mile runners coming from out of the area. And that's a significant possibility as well. But anyway, so that's going to be for the first half hour or so. We're going to get all these, speedsters running their miles. And then we'll get everybody lined up for the fun run. And... my gosh, I'd love to have 2,000 runners. There's no reason that anybody who's got any inclination at all to get off their couch or whatever they're sitting on at this moment and get out and walk or jog or, you know, skip or however they want to do a mile.
Prance is how I describe my running style.
Okay.
Very prancy.
Well, prancers are absolutely welcome
for
the mile.
It's like a fast skipping, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I fling my arms way up.
Oh my, I've not seen you run
majestic,
like that.
It's majestic, I'm not going to lie. It's like a gazelle on ecstasy.
Okay.
When I'm running.
Okay, well, majestic. Majestic runners are absolutely welcome.
Majestic Mike.
Okay, so again, if you're tuning in just now, we're talking with Terry Roman Little and Rich Baker. They are with the Humble Bay Marathon. This is shaping up to be a much bigger thing than I had anticipated. So a community-wide event going to bring, hopefully within 5 years, you said 5,000 runners?
3,000, 5,000, you know, I mean, somewhere in the range of 3,000 to 5,000 would be phenomenal.
And runners crave this kind of course. Again, it's pretty flat. The weather is not extreme. It might be a little breezy in – actually, no, if it's going to be morning time, it's not really.
No. Yeah, by the time the wind picks up as it did yesterday, hopefully people will be about wrapped up.
I was riding my bike home in that. Not fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I've actually, you know, checked with the National Weather Service. We have a National Weather Service station right there on Woodley Island, which is just, you know, just a mile and a half from the finish line. Yeah. And the statistics for August, the first half of August, are phenomenal. The probability of a temperature above 70 degrees is 2%.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Now, you guys have a big presentation coming up to the Board of Supervisors.
Yes.
And City of Eureka.
And Eureka City Council. So we'll be at both of those meetings on Tuesday next week. So that's the 9th. Yeah. So we'll be at the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meeting in the open comments section, and also then again at the Eureka City Council on Tuesday evening.
Well, I'm loving this in a thousand ways. The Humboldt Bay Marathon, I plan to run it. I'm pretty stoked about that. Yes. What kind of swag are we talking about? I want the shirt that says first annual. Is that going to be a thing?
Well, it says the inaugural.
Still counts.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in 2040, I can be that old guy, like huffing along in the back wearing my OG shirt.
Yeah.
All right. That's right, kids.
It. Yeah. And then you can also pick up your 25th anniversary shirt at that one, too.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, but, you know, if people want to see the artwork and know what the t-shirts are going to look like, they can go to our website, HumboldtBayMarathon.com. I know that's pretty hard to remember, but.
I'm going to write that down.
Okay. Yeah. HumboldtBayMarathon.com. There's all the information there. There's a link for registration as well. So you can actually go there and sign up, or at least, you know, find out what's necessary to sign up.
There's two more things.
Yes.
That just occurred to me. One of them, is we just opened up a business deal with a group that does pacing, which was a little tough for me to get my head around because.
Wait, like you have pace runners?
Pacers. Yeah.
Are they paid?
I don't know. Maybe at some of the bigger events they are. They will not be paid here.
For people who don't know, if you run a marathon, you set yourself a time. Like, I would like to run 9-minute miles for this whole thing. I'd like to run 10-minute miles, 12-minute miles, and so forth, or 9:30 miles. And then these people are like, they have clocks in them somehow that allows them to run at exactly that pace for the whole thing. So, you know, if I just follow that person carrying the 9:30 sign, I will hit my goal. I just have to keep that lady in sight, and then I will not embarrass myself.
Yeah.
That is amazing. They don't have that at the other marathons, at the Humboldt Redwoods Avenue the Giants?
Not so far. Not yet.
No shade, by the way. Those people are awesome.
Right. Six rivers. No,
absolutely.
We love those.
Those are phenomenal marathons. Everybody should get out and run them when they can. But
people fly. There's a dude who's run that for the last 10 years, flies in from Britain every year, doesn't go to the Bay Area, comes to Humboldt to run that thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you need volunteers? Do you need –
we
must need help.
We need help, yes. And the goal is to draw help from a wider community. Six Rivers Running Club members volunteer a lot for the races that are already in existence, and we want help from them if they want to. And there's a lot of people who might be excited to help with this who aren't runners, and we're also looking for that.
And that kind of help could look like guiding traffic or handing drinks to runners as they cruise by at the aid stations.
Yeah. Yes.
I went to talk about our race at a motorcycle riding group meeting the other night and was able to draw a great parallel between what motorcyclists have to compete with on the road and what runners have to compete with. And it wasn't an alliance I thought would necessarily fly, but it did.
Nice.
So that's a group who gets what traffic's about and what the risks are, and they seemed pretty excited to see if they could help.
What are the aid station – what's the aid station lineup looking like?
Well, we're recruiting local businesses to support to sponsor aid stations.
But I mean, how, like six, ten?
At least every 2 miles.
At least every 2 miles. We're aiming for somewhere between 15 and 20 aid stations, but they'll be at least every 2 miles. And we're going to have a spirit competition for the aid stations. And so we're going to be going around to local businesses, asking them to sponsor aid stations or groups or, for example, the Timber Heritage is interested in sponsoring an aid station. They want to bring out one of their steam donkeys to toot the runners along.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What a good idea.
So, you know, and so we'll also have, you know, a panel of judges to go around to the aid stations and check out their appearance, their performance. I mean, if they want to do some performance art, some live music, dance, I don't know, whatever they want to do that's, you know, within reason. You know,
and safe for the runners.
And safe for the runners, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Your flamethrower hobbyist association might not be the best.
Well, yeah, they need to be far.
As long as they're far enough off on the shoulder that they want to do their flame dancing, that's fine.
Boy Scouts, sure. Fire dancers, let's look at that carefully.
Let's make sure we get that
out. Well, I think that's part of what draws people to Humboldt is there's so much creativity and the spirit of what's here.
That's true. You know, these other runs, sometimes they'll have like bands playing along the course
Boston
map.
Boston does that.
Yeah. Santa Cruz at the, whatever, the Wharf to Wharf 10K. Yeah. Like, they're just like, I saw like 15 bands at that thing.
And
like,
even Santa Rosa, which is a smaller marathon, there was a guy sitting on the side by himself with a violin just there.
Playing sad songs.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe it was fiddle. Maybe you'd call it fiddle.
Okay.
But, you know, we absolutely everything and anything you can think of that is, you know, within some reason, we're welcoming that at the aid stations. And we want businesses to get creative about that. They can put their, you know, logo shirts on everybody there, get a lot of publicity. But, you know, we need like 15 to 20 aid stations. And we've already gotten, you know, plenty of expressions of interest in doing that. So
to sponsor an aid station, what's involved? Just like, you need people there for a few hours.
Yep.
They hand out water or Gatorade or whatever that aid station.
And some snacks.
And then having a first aid kit at every station will be great. And then just the ability to call in case somebody's having a little bit of a crisis to be able to get help to them. Because
the main purpose of the aid stations, it's really a safety valve and a check for the runners. Yeah. Every time a runner gets to an aid station, it's a chance for somebody affiliated with the race to take a look at the runners and say, oh, that guy doesn't look good. Maybe
keep
we ought to check
on number 50, my,
maybe
something.
We ought to check in with this guy and see if he's actually going to be
prancing.
Okay.
He's prancing. I don't know.
But it's majestic prancing, so it's probably okay.
Well, you know, it's an art form unto itself.
As long as the prancing stays majestic, but if it becomes more like a labored plod, they might start worrying.
Or like somebody who's running real slow and weeping openly and like holding their side.
Yeah. People are grown up, so they get to keep going if they want. They can refuse help, but then people would just know, hey, look out for such and such. And then you could just check, are you doing okay? Need some water? You're looking good? Love the outfit or whatever. So there's also that like cheering people on and boosting their energy to help them make it.
All right. Well, we're gonna wrap this up here in just a moment. So if there's anything you want to plug, think about that right now. But let's recap real quick. The Humboldt Bay Marathon coming up. The date is
August 9th.
It starts in Old Town, goes up along, you know, Myrtle, and then Bayside, basically not the corridor, but, you know, Plan B, across the Arcata Plaza, where they pick up some half marathoners, and then out through the dunes, over the bridge, through Old Town, and then party down at C Street. They're looking for 15 businesses, maybe, to help pass out water to runners, be a safety check, and that's great PR. Registrations open now. People are already signing up. They're hoping for 600. This will be at HumboldtBayMarathon.com.
Nice.
And the 1 mile race, the start time on that again is?
It'll be about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. All right, cool. Well, this is great. Did we get it all? Did we miss anything?
Well, we are, I mean, in addition to aid station sponsors, we're looking for general sponsors and business.